Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of River Talk, and today we are here with Jay Mello and St. Pat of The Villains. They're here to talk about their story, how they got into the music, and how they're giving back to their communities. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you, man. Thank you guys for having us. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So tell us a little about yourself, how you got into music, where you grew up, school, and all that stuff. All
right. Well, basically, man, I'm from Yasmin, North Carolina. You know, it's really like, you know, real small town, man. I don't know, a lot of people ain't heard of it before, but you will soon enough. You know, I've been doing music probably about 3 to 4 years, something like that, but really been taking it serious professionally probably about a year or so. And then I met my boy at Nike back at Mebane, North Carolina, Tanger Outlet. After that, it's been history, really.
Yeah, myself, come from Reedsville, North Carolina. You know, I've been doing music for about, 10 years since I was 15, writing. Like I said, I've been producing since I was 20. And yeah, man, I just tried to get a good push back then, but everything was going on. A lot of stuff was going on back then. But yeah, last year I met him, and shoot, like I said, it's been off to the races since then, man. We've been moving in a short amount of time, and we've been getting a lot of exposure that a lot of people around our way don't get, you know, so we're just trying to make it happen.
For sure, yeah. And you guys know Caleb. How'd you guys meet?
All right, man, me and Caleb, man, we've been having some times, man, back in the day, from middle school through high school, man. We played basketball together, went to church together, so we have another type of connection, you know. For him to hit me up like that and reach out to me is a very important thing. And, you know, like you said, networking is very important, so it's all about who you know. So I appreciate him reaching out, man. Thank you.
No problem. So since I've known you for so long, and I can say that, you know, hearing that you're in music was kind of a shock to me. So, like, could you take us through how you actually got into it?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for most artists. I know for me personally, I mean, I just really was just with the homies, you know, in college, just kicking back, chilling, you know, and they like to freestyle while we kicking it. So, really just dabbing into freestyling. And then I kind of just, you know, they saying, you know, getting some good little feedback from them, saying you're getting better. And it was one of those things that I drive, pick up, but I really won't get into the writing so much. I start writing more. And then, you know, through some tough times, you really get to sit down and really get to know who you are. So through some tough times, I did some good writing and everything like that. And I look back, I've always been artistic, you know, through painting and different stuff like that, through poetry, a lot of other things, you know, back in the day that I realized that, you know, kind of lined me up for now. And then, you know, after through that, man, I started taking it more serious. And then when I met Pat, like, that's when I really took the home to, you know, drop the job and really try to take this full time and get some results.
Nice. And you're making the jump pretty soon, right, to doing this full-time?
Yeah, man. Something. Yep.
Yeah. So who are some of your inspirations? Who do you look up to as far as, like, music and stuff?
Let's see. We got a lot of time, so let's see.
Where you got, man?
Let's see. Off the top, let's see.
Top five.
My top five?
Yeah,
influences?
Whoa.
Okay, my top five influences, okay. Drake.
Yeah.
Cole.
Right.
Eminem. Let's see. Crit.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
If I had to choose one more, probably Kendrick.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually have to think about it. I put Nas in there, too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
A bonus.
Top six. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely a lot more, but I think those five, six artists right there really help shape, like, what I do on this music and how I convey myself, convey my thoughts, you know, things that I talk about. You know, I'm not really for all that, you know, mainstream stuff, you know what I'm saying? At least that's not what I do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so I'd say that's my top influences right there.
But I mean, my list, you know, really ain't much different much from him. You know, you got the Coles, you got the Nas. One name that I definitely want to put out there is Wayne. Like, Wayne is definitely a big inspiration for me, man. Regardless of what people think about what type of music he makes now, like, he kind of, like, I remember a lot of times growing up from me playing basketball and listening to it in a lot of different times through school, for a test, anything. Wayne was my go-to to get me in the zone, so Wayne was a big one. I love Biggie, like, I love his flow, Biggie's flow, so I really try to take that and embody that type of thing. let me see, who could I say to cap it off, man? Really, I would throw definitely, like you said, Kendrick, man. Like, cause I always loved the West Coast sound. My pops was, you know, around the West Coast vibe growing up, so we always used to play, like, Snoop and all that stuff. So Kendrick's kind of like the new generational type of thing for the West Coast, so that's why I look back for him. For
yeah, sure. And it's, like, next-level thinking, too. It's not just, like, the beat, the words, and stuff like that. It makes you think and just, like...
That's right, yeah. Man. It tells a story.
Yeah. So what does the process look like for you for, like, creating music?
Honestly, I get inspired. I could be at the job. I could be riding in the car. I could be doing anything. I get my best ideas when I'm not trying to think. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get my best creative ideas, or if I'm trying to make a new beat, I could just, you know, be fiddling around with a song or a certain sound, and next thing you know, got a whole track. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, at least when it comes to the producing side. And as far as writing, you know, me and him have a very, you know, different writing style. Like, he can freestyle all day off top. I can't do that. If we're in the studio and I'm like, I gotta write it, we gotta write it up on the spot.
2 minutes to write a verse. Yeah. I promise you, bro. Like, it's on the spot writing. It's crazy.
But, yeah, man. So, you know, it just depends on, you know, the mood of the song as well, what we're talking about. And then I kind of try to get my mindset on sticking to the topic.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah, and kind of like my creative process is definitely different from his. You know, as far as what I kind of go into writing, if I have an idea of a song, I kind of listen to, you know, the concepts that kind of remind me of the idea of the song that I'm going for. But initially, of course, I'm a big meditation guy, so I like to meditate on things. I meditate on a daily basis. So I meditate on things, and I kind of, like I said, I listen to other things that kind of remind me of the type of song I'm trying to do. Listen to a couple of my inspirations, like the Wayne's and the Cole's and different stuff like that. And, man, after that, like, I kind of feel, I just go at it. I don't force anything.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm not feeling it, I put it down. I don't even touch it. But it's times where I can write, you know, 3 verses in a very short span once I feel it.
Yeah.
You know, so I just love that process.
Yeah.
So for listeners that are tuning in, do y'all have any shows anywhere close by coming up they can check you out?
Man, that's a perfect. I'm glad he did. That's a perfect segue.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
so,
you know, our next show, well, first of all, this last week we had 2 shows, you know, back-to-back nights. We was in Durham and Motoco, and then we were at in Greensboro at the Artist Block, you know what I'm saying? Good venue for us. So our next show is actually going to be on June 1st, Saturday, June 1st. It's actually going to be in Reedsville, the studio out there, New Life. Shout out to Off Guard.
Yep.
You know, he's putting that together. And, you know, it's a lot of local artists and, you know, some artists from different places coming out. And it's going to be a little showcase out there on June 1st in Reedsville. And also, that's also a competition as well, because the winner of that gets free studio time, you get a free video, and you get a trip to Miami in July.
That's
so, you know, and given the fact that we already pretty, you know, confident with the competitive shows.
Yes, you're going to be coming. We're taking that trip.
Man.
Going to Miami, man.
Yeah.
Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, I mean, it's, hey, we got a perfect score on the last one. So,
yeah, we're coming, man.
Know how it is. So, yeah, man. So
yeah, everybody from Yanceyville, Reedsville, Burlington, surrounding areas. So we're coming. Come see us live, man. Y'all see a lot of the videos. You're viewing it. So come in person. It's not like the personal feel.
Yes,
man.
So recently you guys got nominated for an award. Can you tell us about that?
Oh yeah, the CMAs, man, which is a big shout. First thing, I got to just say, God's good, you know, and all the supporters out there that's voted before to get us to this platform, that's a big thing. So basically the CMAs, it's all ranked for both Carolinas, North and South. So basically all the genre of music, pop, country, hip-hop, R&B.
Bluegrass.
You know, bluegrass, yes. You know, big practice at Duke Energy Arena. You know, it's a red carpet event. It's, you know, it's a big stature thing. So to be nominated is a big compliment. But, you know, of course, we got that chip on our shoulder coming from such a, you know, small towns and everything like that. And I always feel like we're overlooked. So with that chip on our shoulders and support of everybody that, you know, that's from our hometown and everything, that's going to be very, very crucial to get those physical votes. So for us to take that home is really going to continue to pave the way for any young, aspiring artists or businessmen, anything like that that wants to follow in our footsteps once we reach that platform.
Mm-hmm. So what's it like, because obviously you've got opportunities, L.A., Miami, bigger cities like that. What's it like to bring music back to communities like this, like small towns like this?
I think it gives a lot of up-and-coming people hope, you know, because, I mean, I know of a few people from my city who've done music or who do music, but they never really, like, except maybe, like, one guy, you know what I'm saying? And he's, you know, he's been around, been to Atlanta, you know, doing his thing or whatever, but since then, I haven't really heard of anybody doing music on a high level until, you know what I'm saying, me and him started doing it. And, you know, it just gives hope to the community because it's like, man, they you know, traveling all over the state, they're going, doing things, going to L.A. just off the strength of this music. I mean, yeah. It's a lot of people out here doing music, you know, and like he said, man, it's a very, like, common thing. Oh, I want to do music with my life, and a lot of people don't pan out because they're either not good or they don't have a real support system behind them, or they don't have anybody to look up to close enough so they can reach out and ask for some help. Like, hey, how did you guys do this?
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying?
So, you know, that's real big for us, man. Anybody from Reidsville or Yanceyville, whoever, wherever, like, if you reach out to me and you want to ask me a question, hey, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I'll gladly tell you how we did it, what we're doing, what we still trying
to do. That's
real,
man. Breaking bread, man.
Yeah, man. You know, it's all about, you know, you want to pull people up. You don't want to just be like, well, I'm up here, so, you know, y'all figure it out. That's not the way to go.
That's definitely not the way to go, man. That's what you know, you definitely want to break bread and help one out, no matter the platform, you know. Right. You know, that's one thing you want to definitely know, and that's what we embody going forward, for sure.
Yeah. This small town, you know, the small town aesthetic is real big, you know. Small town people don't get a lot of credit sometimes, and it's like, you see us, like I said, we're going to be going to L.A. Like, I'm going to be promoting that all every day.
We're a country dude,
you know, from the middle of nowhere, North Carolina, and I'm out here in L.A. off this rap. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
rap, yeah.
Still mind-blowing now, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, we just got to keep pushing, for real.
So, what's been y'all's favorite thing about being able to do music?
I would have to say the process, man, the challenges. One thing I've got as growing older, you know, and been through a lot of the trials and tribulations throughout my life, man, I just learned to accept those challenges and be able to maneuver around them and adapt and overcome. So without through this rap process or making a dream into reality, it comes with a lot of challenges. And I take that on. A lot of people run away from those things or shy away from it. You know, when they say pressures, you know, pressure crushes things, you know, it makes diamonds as well. And I feel like that was just dumped out of us, you know. So definitely the challenges of constant maneuvering, meeting new people and getting that wisdom, you know, because I understand, you know, it's the thing we're going into. So meeting those people, getting experience and going along, because I know the stars are aligning. I can't do nothing to feel good about that.
I would say just overall, just learning, at least from my end, how to work with people. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I've always done everything by myself. And being able to work with an artist, you know, like him, and, you know, it kind of got me back in my mode as far as producing just the whole nine yards, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's been a beautiful process, man. It's stressful at times. It's definitely, you know, hard. But, you know, it's never really hard when you're doing something you love to do. So,
that's right.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm happy, you know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely happy because we're making waves out here. If we were making no waves, I'd be like, well, man, I don't know, man. But, you know, everything happened for a reason. So we're in the position we're in right now because it was destined to happen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? From the beginning. So, you know, and I said on a song that we had on our first tape, I was like, yeah, man, give it 1 year's time. They're saying that we the latest. And it's almost a year.
Yeah.
I mean, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like,
that's
what's up, man. It's just, you know. I'm just enjoying it, man. Enjoying it, you know what I'm saying? And I can't wait for, you know, us to go to L.A., get that 50K and beyond, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what I'm ready for.
Yeah, for sure, man. Can't wait.
Yeah.
So, you guys can jump in and correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. But from what I'm gathering, you guys, your message is all about, like, hope for people from small towns.
Okay, if I wanted to say a message, I'll put it like this. The way we view music is, you know, it's like we make music. We make good music. However, we're not promoting what a lot of people either like or they hear on the radio, i.e. drugs, guns, violence. We don't do none of that. We just two, you know, small town dudes, good backgrounds, good families, and, you know, we just promote good music. That's what we promote. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't talk about no crazy stuff. So it's just like, you know, anybody who want to, if they think about the villains, like, I think their name catches people off guard, too, because they're like, oh, the villains, like, who is that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't say words, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, they must be, you know, talking about some whatever, but it's like, when you get to know us, you get to, you know, talk to us, chop it up, and then you hear the music, you're like, wow, like, these guys are actually pretty good. It's not just good music, it's just like, they're not talking about nothing crazy, they're not promoting violence or degrading women like that or blah, 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 so it's like, wow, this, you know. It catches people off guard, and I think that's the best thing for me. Like, you know, the villains, and then you see, hey, we just make good music, so, you know, for real. And also, too, man, now that I think about it, the name, you know, I had a song back in the day that I made, maybe like 7 years ago, that I called Villain, because I felt like coming out of my city, I would get looked at as if I was a bad guy, because the music that I was making was not like everybody else's. So in turn, I'm a villain because I'm not a hometown hero because I'm doing it. They promoting with, you know, they rocking with other people. So it's like, well, man, I guess I'm a villain. So when I met him, you know, at first we didn't even have any intentions on making a group. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like, you know, you do music, I do music, and I produce. So, hey, let's make a couple tracks, see what happens.
All right.
Then we got to the point where we were like, you know what, this we need to make something. And then shout out to my mom, man. She gave me a suggestion. She was like, yeah, why don't you call yourselves the Villains? But then spell it like V-I-L-L-E.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Ville, because, you know,
yeah,
Nashville, Reesville. So it's
man.
So, you know, and like I said, being a villain, you know, is like being an underdog. You know, anybody who's ever been put down for being themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the concept that we're trying to drive. Like, it doesn't matter where you come from, you know. You're going to get put down, especially if you're doing something you love and if you're not doing what everybody else is doing. You're sticking to yourself, you know, you authentic, and if you still don't get the credit you deserve, you're a villain. You know what I'm saying? So that's the overall thing that we're trying to promote. Just be yourself, and it's going to happen for you one way or another.
All right.
So, yeah.
Have you gotten the support you would expect from a small town like this? How have some of your peers and, like, college kids have reacted to you, what you're doing?
I mean, definitely me personally, recently I've definitely been getting a lot of, like, more shares and different stuff from people that, you know, of course I didn't interact with in high school or anything like that. That's mostly help out, you know, just off the strength of saying, you know, we went to school together, different stuff like that. And that's a big shout out to those people, you know what I'm saying, regardless of they're watching or not. Like, that's big, and that little stuff like that contributes to a big picture of things. So, but, I mean, like, I feel like I said, I feel like it's bubbling because, of course, at first the shock effect, like, kind of like how Caleb was saying. You know, the element of surprise is big because most people didn't know me for doing music. And I made sure, you know, we knew that the kind of thing we have to go through and the barrier I had to break through with the type of music we make from the areas we come from. And, you know, without us really having that first following, we're starting at ground zero. So to see it kind of just continue to bubble and grow, we know everything comes in season. So and the wind is about to blow our way, for sure. That's how I bank on.
Me personally, I've people know I've done music, but I think people didn't know, especially after I kind of fell back from it, you know what I'm saying, for personal reasons. People didn't know that I was still doing it. And then it's like, I can't tell you how many people have hit me up from Reesville who I went to school with, like, man, I see y'all doing your thing, man. Or, you know, yeah, when y'all next show, or, you know, where can I find your music? It's a weird feeling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, it's kind of crazy, but it's like, but it's good because I feel like people, they respect it a lot more because they know I've been doing it for a while, and then now that it's finally bubbling, it's like, yo, I gotta reach out, give them some love, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, oh, you know, you doing your thing, but you're still kind of hating it, you know? So it's like, a lot of people that I've known or that have talked to me, you know, they reach out and they give me an honest, you know, honest opinion, honest feedback, and, you know, it's greatly appreciated, man, because, you know, and the scary thing is we're just getting started.
Yeah, that's
the
biggest thing.
Like,
just getting started.
So it's like we got a lot more coming, and, you know, we get in there.
Yeah,
but, you know, we got a lot more coming on the back half of this year. It's going to be pretty hectic. So, yeah, man. I'm ready for it, though.
That 1 year mark is so crucial, though. I remember when we, like, our 1 year mark, I was like, it's been a year. We've been doing this a year, so it's a great feeling.
Yeah, that reflection is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And I just feel like our region is at a point where it's like a breeding ground for anything. Like, if you want to start something, like, it has the perfect soil to grow, create whatever you want to do. Like, I don't know, it's like a wave in a way. Like,
right.
This whole region.
It is, man. Yeah.
If you could collaborate with any rapper, dead or alive, who would it be?
Just one?
Top three.
Top three, that works.
Just Okay.
So I would say put in the context of like,
you go first.
Like I would definitely put in, if we could do a feature with anybody that alive, of course, like I would go with my top three would be Cole, Biggie, and Wayne, which is always that's all made singles, you know what I mean? That's really pop. I feel like they're both all like good, right? All good choruses and hooks and everything like that. You know, so we could really, of course, make a single, but also have substance behind what we're saying. So I feel like we could make a creative song where it's a lot of storytelling.
Yeah.
But it could also have a nice chorus to it and be catchy for you. Yeah. And, you know, sell over, you know, 10,000 copies, 10 million, you know, you know, less than, you know, a certain amount of time, you know.
Let's see. Definitely Cole. I would probably say, this is actually pretty hard, harder than I thought. Let's see, Cole, M, of course, and then
I knew it was gonna say the man, that's my dude.
So yeah, Cole, M, and if I had to choose one more, probably. I have to go Wayne, honestly, because, you know, Wayne was definitely a big influence too, man, back in, you know, the late, you know, like 09, 10, you know, all that, man, he was on fire. Man. You couldn't go nowhere without listening to Wayne, so, you know, of course, Drake too, my fault.
Yeah.
Drake, you know what
I'm saying? Another bonus,
Definitely a bonus, like, Drake, you know what I'm saying? Like,
track, man,
this is definitely a hit maker for sure, like, if he was to say that.
And I was just telling him the other day, like, you know what I'm saying? I see a lot of myself, like when I listen to my old stuff, or even now, like the way I do my songs, is like, you know, Drake is definitely heavily influenced me, you know what I'm saying? Around that time that I wanted to start producing, you know what I'm saying? And like doing like a lot of the, you know, the slower type records or whatever, you know, I can't sing, you know what I'm saying? Thank God for auto-tune, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, those type of records that Drake makes, I love those type of records, you know what I'm saying? The slow kind of, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just my style. I love it. So, you know, definitely Drake too. So, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. Cool. Well, where can we follow you guys if we're interested in a show or booking you guys? How can we get in touch with you guys?
Well, on IG, Saint Pat underscore the villain. That's on the villain part. That's V-I-L-L-E-N. You know what I'm saying? T-H-A-V-I-L-L-E-N. Also, you can hit me up, any artist that need any beats, saintpbeats@gmail.com. Shoot, follow me on Snapchat, saintpnc. Oh, excuse me, saintpatnc, my fault.
And, yeah, I mean, same thing, IG. J.Mello the villain, same spelling, T-H-A-V-I-L-L-E-N-Z. Yeah, and then you, of course, SoundCloud. We're on SoundCloud and all streaming platforms. You can check out The Villain Season. The first tape we dropped last December.
Yep.
Definitely check that out.
Check that out.
You know, as far as, like, any bookings, any features, songwriter as well. You know, that's j.mellothevillain@gmail.com. You can hit up my brother, j.picassothegreat@gmail.com for any music consulting, for any bookings and features as well. So, yeah, you can find us pretty much anywhere. Pretty much anywhere.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys again for joining us. Best of luck with future projects, the trip to LA, and this competition and stuff. And we'll definitely follow you guys, and we'll have that stuff on our Instagram and stuff where people can follow you and keep up with your stuff.
Man, thank you, man. Thank you guys for having us. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
And one last thing, too, man. For everybody who does know us, or whether you don't know us or not, I guess, like you said earlier, check us out. Apple, Tidal, you know, Spotify, all the streaming services. Go get the first project, Villain Season. You know what I'm saying? Definitely check that out. And also be on the lookout for our new project called The Off Season. It's going to be dropping next month. So, yeah, definitely be on the lookout for that. It's going to be a summertime, you know, summertime hit. So,
yeah, yeah. We'll definitely promote that for you guys, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, thank you guys for listening to another episode of River Talk. Stay tuned for the next episode.